Blog Talk Radio.
Internet world, welcome to the Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say a big thank you for you taking out the time from your busy life today to join me on my podcast. Today is Monday, President's Day, February 19th, 2024. Our topic this morning on the Cross in the Desert is a very powerful, explosive, important seven-letter word. It's called freedom. That's what you heard here in the open from Stryper, Battle Hymn of the Republic. Freedom is central to everything for us as human beings. It's the most provocative, explosive, emotional word that we can utter. It's what we fight for every day, even here in the United States. But I want to focus today here on that topic of freedom, which is part of the title of my program, Speaking Hope and Freedom to Iran. Freedom for my Iranian friends is survival. It's what they fight for. It's what they uprise for. It's what the last uprising was all about, was freedom of choice, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom. But wait a minute. I want us to understand something this morning that is very pivotal for us and for my Iranian friends. What exactly is freedom? Is freedom the absence of conflict and just peace, having a new government? But this morning, I want to take us right into the teaching of Scripture, to what the Bible has to say about what true freedom is. All of us, at some point of our life, have seen the powerful movie Braveheart with Mel Gibson, who plays William Wallace, the freedom fighter for the Scottish people. And when we speak about freedom, we can always remember that powerful death cry scene in Braveheart. And I want us to listen for just a couple of minutes, the central focus of the movie Braveheart, all about freedom. Let's listen.
It can all end. Right now.
These
please. Just say it. Cry out.
We all know what happened after that death cry of William Wallace. His head was chopped off. He refused to recant. The entire Scottish movement as liberation from Great Britain or England was the topic of freedom. And if we want to think pivotal moments about the topic of freedom, none of us can forget the day the Berlin Wall fell down and the East and the West were joined together. And communism, at that point in history, the Soviet Union had crashed. Communism was dead. But what led up to that pivotal day of freedom? It was this famous speech by then President Ronald Reagan in 1987, just two years before the fall of the Berlin Wall. Let's listen.
General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
A very important pivotal speech about freedom when Ronald Reagan dared to call communism, the whole system of communism, evil. On June the 12th, 1987, President Ronald Reagan gave a powerful and memorable challenge to the Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev as he proudly stood in front of the Berlin Wall to a cheering crowd, and he cried out, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." It was 2 years later, on November 9th, 1989, Reagan's challenge became a reality. The concrete barrier of the Cold War that had separated communist East Berlin from the West collapsed as thousands of people in mass droves crossed to the other side in jubilant celebration. Communism had finally collapsed and freedom had arrived. There would no longer be a death strip between the East and the West. No machine guns, no more guard dogs. And although it would take another two full years before the complete physical demolition of the wall was complete, the celebration had begun. the death of communism at that time, but it was now a reality. Freedom. This powerful seven-letter word has been the passionate driving force in the hearts of humanity for thousands of years. It has caused the death of millions of people fleeing oppression. This seven-letter word is one of the most precious words in the English language, one of the most powerful words on the lips of those giving their lives to be free from dictatorship governments. Thus, my friends in Iran. Well, Christian artist Wayne Watson, reflecting on the historical fall of the Berlin Wall, composed a thought-provoking song on the subject of freedom. And that causes us to think deeply about what true liberty really is. The chorus of the song gets right to the point about what Wayne believes true freedom really is. Freedom. People cry for freedom, but freedom without Jesus is just another wall. Oh, freedom. Give the people freedom, but give the people Jesus. Are they got nothing at all? Very important lyrics. Probably for me, those are the most profound lyrics that I've ever gazed upon. Wayne is challenging us to think about what true freedom really is. Millions of people, of course, celebrated the destruction of a physical wall that tore down the barriers of an oppressive political philosophy that had kept them in bondage for many years. Humanity was no longer bound by the chains of a dictatorship that enslaved them to a government that ruled their lives from the cradle to the grave. Now, people were finally free to believe and think for themselves. Surely, this is what true freedom is all about, right? Well, 2,000 years before the historic collapse of the Berlin Wall, another powerful and life-changing speech was given to a mass of people. Jesus stood before his disciples and a crowd of religious leaders, and he made an astonishing proclamation. He declared, quote, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Jesus also taught about freedom and the impact it would have on all of our lives. However, we need to look closely at the kind of freedom that he was speaking about. And let's look at that closely right now. Jesus said to the people who believed in him, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." "But we are descendants of Abraham," they said. "We have never been slaves of anyone. What do you mean you will be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave of sin. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son is part of the family forever. So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free." Now notice carefully in this quotation, this scripture passage, the reaction of the religious leaders. You have to think with me. In the Jewish heritage, being a part of the great patriarchal family of Abraham, well, that conferred a very special status on the individual. The religious leaders were astonished at what Jesus had just told them. Being in the family of Abraham, well, it gave them great dignity and value. How can Jesus even dare to question our heritage? They believed they were truly free. There was no corruption and bondage to break free from. However, Jesus points directly at the heart of their problem, which is also our problem, slavery to sin. The Pharisees and the scribes looked pure and clean on the outside. They loved to boast about their own righteousness and spirituality. In their eyes, they were perfectly obedient to God's law, which caused them to constantly look down on the masses of other people. So the outward image of true freedom can really be deceptive. That image of freedom was celebrated on a fall day in November when the Berlin Wall collapsed. But as Wayne Watson aptly points out in this song, which we're going to listen to in a minute, freedom without Jesus is just another wall. The physical wall has been demolished, right? But there is another wall, the wall within our souls that is still holding humanity, still holding us in bondage. That bondage is the death grip of sin. The human heart is in the death grip of sin until it is set free and the chains are broken by the power of Christ. Physical freedom, as good as that is just not enough. Humanity, you and me, we can celebrate freedom from oppressive governments when they fall, but freedom without Jesus is just another wall. Jesus offers you and me a freedom that no government of the world can ever give us. It is a freedom that breaks the power of corruption and sin in our hearts. It is a freedom that opens our eyes to what it means to have a living and vibrant relationship with the God of the universe. It is a freedom that allows you and me to dream big and experience a life of true joy beyond anything we can imagine or even think. As a Christian author and a human rights activist for my Iranian friends, it is my passion to be a voice for their freedom. It is my pleasure to fight for their human rights and to write books to bring awareness to the world about their plight for freedom and justice. However, I also have a very important responsibility to make sure that I also persuade them of a freedom that transcends the oppression of physical governments. The gospel is the true freedom that every Iranian ultimately needs. It is the power of the gospel that breaks the chains of sin and liberates us from the inward corruption that is keeping us in bondage. Well, let me tell you this much. I will never stop speaking out for my Iranian friends. I will always email government leaders, and I will always be a voice for political prisoners on death rows demanding their freedom. All of this is good and absolutely necessary, but, and here's the important point, I must balance out my passion, God's word. Jesus says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. This is the true freedom that humanity needs. We can never be truly free until the walls of sin are torn down in our hearts. I want us to just spend just a couple of minutes to hear a short sermon on everything I've just said in so many ways, what true freedom really is. Let's listen.
The first reason we can trust the Bible is this, because the Bible is textually accurate. We can trust the document itself because it passes every test that an ancient text takes. We can also trust the Bible because the Bible is historically accurate. It's prophetically accurate. So we can trust it. The fourth reason we can trust the Bible is because the Bible was trusted by Jesus. Why can we trust the Bible? Because we have millions and millions of reasons, millions and millions of people who've tried everything else. Millions of people who've battled addiction issues and tried different things to overcome those. Millions of people who've battled relational issues and tried bunches of different things to overcome those. And it's when they give their life to Jesus and begin doing the things that Jesus tells us to do, their lives are truly transformed. If you abide, if you listen to it, if you obey it, if you view all of life through it, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples and you will know the truth. And truth will set you free. Friends, inside these pages is freedom. I don't know what you're struggling with this morning. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what other things in life you've been trying. It's time to step aside, put those things down, and pick up the book. Okay, in these pages, we don't just learn to know how to live our life. We learn to know who God is. We can know him. We can have a relationship with him. And when we know him, we can know who we are rightly because of who he really is. Followers of Jesus ought to trust, ought to abide in the Bible. Why? Because it is God's word and it can be trusted. And if we trust it and obey it, we can see how God sees and understand how he wants us to, and we can find real freedom in this life.
Say a big amen to that. That's what true freedom is found in the pages of Scripture. I want us now to listen to this very thought-provoking song, which was the subject of my blog this morning. This is Christian artist Wayne Watson and Freedom.
Kiss the free ground, leave your dark shadows behind. What will you do?
such a powerful song. Wayne Watson from Home Free, that is a song called Freedom, and it's so powerful. It's so truthful. It speaks to the heart of the issue. I've been doing this, my gosh, for at least the last 11 years, going on 11 years, actually. And I remember when I first started my program out, the first song I played was Independence Day by White Heart, because that's what freedom really comes down to. Our independence, our freedom from oppressive governments is absolutely necessary. It's absolutely important. The fall of the Berlin Wall, the ending of communism, the ending of the Castro regime in Cuba, all of that is so important. But freedom without Jesus is just another wall. And this is what Jesus himself taught. We don't need to get into a philosophical and century-old debate over freedom and philosophy. We simply have to hear what Jesus says, and you will know the truth. What's the truth? The truth about who you are, the truth about who God is, the truth about your condition. We have walls of sin that still linger in our hearts. Even if we have physical freedom, those walls of sin are keeping us in bondage. And that's what this program is all about this morning, just so that you understand, and I'll make it very abundantly clear, I will always be a voice for freedom, but it must be balanced out with the truth of the gospel. It must be balanced out what true freedom is. Jesus sets us free so we can dream big. We can create great things. We can be successful. Yes, that's part of it. But it comes with the bondage being liberated from us when we believe on the gospel and we know the truth, and that truth ultimately sets us free. And so there's that balance here on the cross in the desert. Of course, it is a cross in the desert, the dryness, the hunger and thirst of every human being, but it is speaking hope and freedom to Iran. And that's what my Iranian friends are experiencing. The largest underground church in the world is in Iran. That's right. Yeah, I mean, you may have never heard that, but it's the absolute truth. They have to meet secretly because of the government, but they don't keep it secret. They meet secretly to have a time of worship and celebration, but they go out in the streets and they proclaim freedom. So thank you so much this morning for joining me on this really important program. I want to say God bless you. I will see you again on Thursday on the Cross in the Desert. Have a great week, and I will see you then.